Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. And, Ryan, we're talking tides today. When you're fishing down in the Burris area, how do you use tidal information to your advantage?
Well, a lot of times you can't use it to your advantage when you're guiding, because you got to go every day, whether it's neap tide or coming in or going out. You just have to know where the fish will be on what tide. I mean, you have to. It comes down to experience when it's like that. You know, I like to try to fish the top of the high tide in the summertime, the last hour of the high tide, and right when it starts to fall, because those fish will be up on the reefs and up on the points, and then when it's low, they pull off. So, you just have to have a lot of experience when it comes to tide to figure out if you're going to use it to your advantage. You know, most people just go out there and say, yeah, the tide's coming in, the tide's coming out. But you could really tweak that down and use it to your advantage if you know how the fish react to it.
Ryan, tide lines. You know, I've saw them for years but never really knew how to fish them. It's one of the many things I learned fishing with you and a lot of the other professionals is how do you fish a tide? First of all, how do you identify a tide line? What is it? And how do you fish it to your advantage?
Well, it amazes me that those fish get in those lines like they do. But as the tide moves in and out, it's going to make a line around a point or depending on the velocity of the tide, it'll move. So you'll get in a tide line, and those fish will get this. I don't know if it's a thermocline effect where the water might have a different temperature, or if they like to have that water moving and the bait's on the moving side, and they can ambush it from the other side. But especially bull reds. Bull reds love to get in a tide line. And you can just fish that tide line, and trout as well. But the tide line is an important thing. You know, you'll be fishing on your point, you know, thinking, well, they're on this point. And you turn around looking, there's a tide line behind you. You start throwing the tide line, and they're going to be there. I think it just congregates the bait in those lines where it's moving one way and not the other, you know.
What do you look for to identify a tide line? Is it that little foam on there? Is it a change in water color from one side?
If it's a big tide and wind, you'll see the foam. But if you don't see the foam, you'll just see a glossy line. You know, it just looks glossy. It'll be dull on one side, shiny on the other. And that's that tide line. And it's a very, very important feature to fish. You know, everybody thinks points and rocks and humps and stuff. I think a tide line is better than all of them.
Yeah, and, you know, it's amazing how many people just run right through them and have no clue what they're doing and bypassing some of the best fishing they could find, because it certainly attracts fish. I guess the bait are in there along that line, and that's why the fish are there.
Well, a lot of times you'll see all the bait on that line, especially mullet. You know, they'll just be all along the line. So apparently there's a lot of nutrients coming in with the top. And then where it meets the slack water and the nutrients coming in, they're there to feed. And when they're there to feed, something's there to feed on them. And shrimp as well. Shrimp get in the line. So everything, comes with the tide. That's like the tide's pushing against the slack water that's already, you know, it's hard to explain it, but if you have water sitting on the bank and the tides come in, they're going to meet. And when they meet, the force is gonna make that line like that. And it's you could be killing them on the point, and all of a sudden they quit biting. You turn around, there's a line behind you. Guess what? Turn around and start on that line, and I guarantee you will catch the fish.
Do you use any charts? Do you consult the chart, or you just wait till you get out there and you notice which way the tide's moving?
I never know where I'm going to go until I'll get to the dock and I'll look at the wind and the tide, and I go accordingly, and I'll start riding. That's why I drive so slow. You know, I see everything as I'm going, and say, oh, there it is, right there. You know, you see a lot of bait. You see a lot of white birds. You know, you see a lot of egrets on the bank. There's so many clues to where the bait is, and the fish are going to be in the bait. I mean, it's just Mother Nature. XX point to this. No, I'm just going to look.
Yeah, well, 40 years of experience doesn't hurt either. You know, you pick up a few things, right?
Well, plus I have 14 guys on the water today. So
that's right.
As soon as this wind dies, so, you know, somebody's going to get on them.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're still kind of in some of the nasty stuff, but it's not going to be long. A couple more hours, and I think you'll be in the clear.
Yeah, I think so. It's supposed to kind of sit somewhere. I'm hoping it sits off the Gulf and not on top of us, so you know, all those boats can get out today. It's gonna be just a big day, and I was hoping it wouldn't be too bad, but I'm gonna go hunting this evening.
What you hunting?
Ducks.
What?
I'm going to Argentina.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Well, have a good time. You know, we talk about those Mexican whistles. You know, when I was in the middle of, well, not the middle, I would say we were 2 miles offshore in Lake Pontchartrain, going towards the middle of the lake, and there was one of those mother Mexican whistlers with a whole bunch of biddies out in the middle of the lake.
She
right
had
now.
Her biddies, huh?
What was she doing with them out in the middle of Lake Pontchartrain? You know, the Jack Crevels and the big bull.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She might not be one of the most intelligent ones, but I saw them nesting on the rigs already in the Gulf.
Yeah.
Them birds.
They're not real picky. They're not real picky.
No, they would go anywhere. They like a growback. They'll put their nest on the valve stem on an oil well.
Well, look, have a good time in Argentina. You're going to be back in time to do a report next week, or are we going
to
be hearing from you
down there? No, I'm going to try to do it from there. You know, my phone works everywhere, so... but we're going to hunt pigeons, ducks. I got 2 dove hunts in this thing, but I don't like the dove hunt down there because they don't pick them up. And I can't shoot something that we're not going to try to eat or give to
Why
people.
Why in the world would they not pick them up and donate them to charity?
There's so many. I mean, there's so many doves. It's kind of like being in the Alfred Hitchcock movie and trying to defend yourself. There's so many doves. They're ear doves, and they have 2 or 3 broods a year, and they're a little smaller, and there's 9 or 10 in every brood. I mean, they like locusts, but I still don't like killing something that they're not going to pick up.
No, I don't blame you at all. Well, I need to put that on my bucket list. Argentina.
We need to fill up your whole bucket this year, buddy.
Yeah. Well, the time is coming. The time is coming to start emptying it. It's full, but we got to empty it.
Well, I'm going to be there and try to help you with some of that.
All right, my friend. Take care. We'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll contact you from Argentina.
All right, partner. Appreciate you.
All right, there he goes. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.